Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Baseball has drawn an indelible line over technology. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Most people are going to say it's much ado about nothing because stealing signs in baseball is as old as, well, the game itself. Everybody does it, so why can't teams do it the new-fashioned way? In a stunning development, two of the last three World Series champions fired their managers when Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred ruled for the second time that use of video equipment to steal signs is illegal and shall never be done again unless the next manager wants to lose his job. The Houston Astros, who won the World Series in 2017 and lost it in 2019, also lost their manager, A.J. Hinch, and their general manager when the once-believed-to-be-soft Manfred suspended them for the entire 2020 season. It took the Astros' ownership less than an hour to make those suspensions permanent with pink slips. When the Athletic website broke this story about a month ago, Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora was implicated because he had been the Houston bench coach for the 17 championship season, supposedly inventing the banging of trash cans from the dugout to tip off batters about which pitch was coming. That after the opposing catcher's signs were stolen via video. Maybe one bang for fastball, two bangs for curve, and so on. Cora had to know then he would receive the maximum penalty since Manfred had warned the Red Sox and other teams 2 years ago that max punishment would be coming if they did it again. And when the investigative report on the Astros mentioned Cora no less than 12 times, he was toast, fired before their NLB probe was done. Too bad for both managers since Hinch was considered one of the top pilots in the game, and Cora, the wunderkind rookie leader who had led the Bo Sox to and through the series in his first season. They say he and team management reached a mutual decision, but you can bet he was canned for his trash can caper or whatever stolen signs they used in Boston during their title run. It's also a shame for the city that has won championships in all four major sports over the last decade, while all the time being shadowed by the rap of cheating by the Patriots. So this just adds flame to that fire, and it won't be long before fans from other cities begin demanding that all the banners in all the sports come down. Of course, that won't happen, but it's still a steep price to pay for doing it the new age way. This is Archansky. See ya.